Thanks a lot for checking out the Church on the Rock message this week. We would love to help you get closer to God. The best way to do that is to visit cotr.org/connect. Or if you are not near our physical campus, visit our online community at cotr.org/online. Enjoy the message and know that God is for you.
We're about to open the Word of God and see what the Holy Spirit would like to teach us today. And I want to thank Pastor for the opportunity to bring the Word today and to represent him in the pulpit today. It is a privilege, and I don't take that for granted. Well, I hope you had a great New Year's. Here we are, just the fifth day of the year, and I hope you had a great New Year's. It's going to be a year of breakthrough for us, and I hope you're joining in with the congregation reading your one-year chronological Bible. And today we read about Abraham and God's covenant promise to Abraham, and Abraham believed. And you know, I want to believe God's promises for me and for you. Thanks for joining us in the service today. And you might be in your pajamas. You might be sitting in the couch or by the fireplace or at the kitchen table, maybe a blanket to keep warm and a cup of coffee. Make sure that you grab a notepad or a device, something that you can take notes on. And we're gonna learn together today. Well, we had a quiet New Year's. We had a couple of friends over, and we played a game, we ate some festive food, and we watched some television, and mostly we talked. And then at 11 o'clock, we watched the New York City ball, where it came down, and we celebrated at 11 o'clock, and then we just kept talking. And then at 12 o'clock, we celebrated again with Nashville as the giant note came down. And it was just a fun time. It was a fun time. We blew our horns, and then we just continued to talk for about another 45 minutes, and our guests left, and then we stayed up, and we just continued talking. And, you know, before midnight and after midnight, it wasn't a whole lot that changed at that moment, but yet there was a sense of leaving something behind and something new that is ahead of us. And it's just a time, you know, Pastor's been talking about endings and beginnings. And an ending and beginning can happen literally any day. It can happen today. It can happen any day of our lives, any moment of our lives, but especially here at New Year's. It's a time when we look back and we look ahead at what God wants to do in our lives, and we realize that there are some things that we need to leave behind if we're going to experience something new and something different this year. Pastor has declared that 2025 is the year of the breakthrough. I want to walk in the fullness of that, the year of the breakthrough. And we all need a breakthrough at some point in some way in our lives. And a breakthrough indicates that there has been a blessing that has been blocked or held back for some reason. And so today we want to talk about how to find freedom, that those things can be released into our lives that we've been believing for, we've been praying for, and that we've been fighting for. I want to encourage you to keep fighting. I want to encourage you to keep standing. Reach for new things this year. And expect new things this year. God will meet us on the level of our expectations. Well, all through the holidays, Christmas, New Year's, there's a lot been going on. And, you know, years ago, I remember that it was our goal to get the tree up and get all the decorations up the day after Thanksgiving. And I remember going to Walmart that year and finding empty shelves of Christmas decorations. And, like, we're late. Things have evolved in our house over the years. We had a couple of shelves downstairs that had the boxes of decorations on it, but now we have the shelves in the basement, and we have discovered that the tubs will fit under the bed frames in our two spare bedrooms, and so we put all that is full of tubs, and then we have two closets that's full of decorations, and it's just overwhelming, I think, and we started in August this year with the decorations, and we didn't get everything up, okay? So every year, we keep adding things. We keep buying new things. And I keep saying, you know, we're going to have to get rid of some of this, and I'm not sure that that's going to go over very well, but someday we're going to have to. But here's the lesson in that. There comes a time when we have to get rid of some of the things that no longer serve us well. I need to get rid of some of the things some of the old things in my life so that I can experience the new. God wants us to move forward. And he always wants to lead us forward, never, never backwards. And I have to make some changes in my life if I want to experience change in my life. And so here's the big idea for tonight. It's I don't have to drag the baggage of last year into this year. Freedom is God's will for me. Now, Dr. Henry Cloud has a book called Necessary Ending. It's a very, very good book. And he said, we must often end something before we can begin something else. He talks about things that are inevitable that will happen in our life. Sometimes things just happen to us, okay? Like maybe a job change, or maybe get laid off, or the loss of a job, or loss of a loved one. These kind of things just happen in life. They happen to us. And if we fail to address them, we get stuck in them, and they hold us captive. We must end something bad before we can start something new. For example, you know that favorite shirt that you have, the one that you bought a long time ago, and you still like to wear it because it still fits, and you like to wear it, but now it's a little faded and a little worn around the collar and around the sleeves, but you still like it. Now, it's out of style, but you still like to wear it, and when you do, people look at you a little funny, all right? So, you know, maybe you're 6 foot tall. You're a grown man. You're a grown woman. You're 6 foot tall. You know, you're not supposed to fit in a first grade desk anymore. They're designed to be small so that we will outgrow them. And if you do try to sit in the first grade desk, people are going to look at you kind of funny. First grade may be easy, but we don't always want to stay with what easy. It is time for us to move on. Sometimes we're hanging on to something that's not good. I'm sorry, we're hanging on to something that is good, but it's not God's best. I want God's best. I want God's best in every area of my life. At Celebrate Recovery, every week, people from as young as kindergarten through adults, they are experiencing a new level of freedom every week. Freedom from things like old habits, those things that are destructive in our lives, and they are moving us in the wrong direction. Maybe impulses that we just seem to give into, but we know that they're not good for us. Or hurts. Hurts happen to all of us. And they become emotional scars that if we don't deal with them, if we ignore them, if we pretend they never happened, they're going to continue to be there, and they will affect us negatively. Iniquities. People are getting set free from iniquities, like habitual sin, secret sin, or things that are holding us captive. Past mistakes that we don't want to admit and we don't want to take accountability for. People are getting set free from all of those things. Now, Celebrate Recovery, 1/3 of the people who attend do so for issues related to drugs and alcohol. When we say recovery, that's the thing that we automatically refer to. But Celebrate Recovery is very different because it helps address all of these issues in our lives. 2/3 of the people attend for other kinds of hurts, hang-ups, and habits. All kinds of things like anger, blaming other people, unhealthy eating, taking offenses and holding grudges, unforgiveness, negativity, assuming the worst, laziness, social media, just the habit of scrolling, not even looking at it, but we just like to scroll, rudeness, untamed tongue, fear, anxiety, loss, grief, codependency, all of these things are being addressed at Celebrate Recovery. And they all have a root in a past hurt that was not submitted to the healing power of Jesus Christ. And they will continue to hold a person captive until they are totally surrendered to Jesus Christ. Celebrate Recovery is a place where cycles are broken. And freedom is more than just not doing those things. We call that sobriety, okay? Freedom is so much more than that. Freedom is when they no longer have the power or the influence over me or you. That's true freedom. Now, let's first of all look at who we are as a human being. We're a three-part being. We're spirit, soul, and body. The first part is our spirit. Our spirit is our true being. That's who I really am. I am a spirit. You are a spirit. And if our spirit is not born again, we have no fellowship with God because God is spirit, and we cannot fellowship with God with a dead or unrenewed spirit. If my spirit is born again, it is redeemed. And the scripture says that we are quickened in our spirit, and we are brought to life, and we are reconciled back to God, and we're restored in that fellowship with God. That's our spirit. Now, our soul is made up of our mind, our will, and our emotions. And a soul, my mind, does not get born again. But it can get renewed by the Word of God. And that's why it's so important. The one-year chronological Bible helps us to renew our mind. It's a start. It's a foundation. It makes us hungry for more. And that renewing is going to take the rest of our lives, and we have to constantly work at putting the Word in and renewing our mind. Otherwise, our mind will revert back to the old natural thinking. So spirit, soul, and now body. The body is what I live in to carry out God's will while I'm on this earth. It must be surrendered to God. We must surrender our bodies to God. Sin will never satisfy our flesh. And the cycle of sin will continue until it is broken by the Holy Spirit. We must keep that spiritual order of spirit should be our strongest, and then our soul and our body. And it helps us to walk in greater freedom when we do that. Now, Galatians 5:16 gives us a clue. It says, walk in the Spirit, and you will not fulfill the lust of the flesh. So if we, it says walking in the Spirit is the key, capital S, referring to the Holy Spirit. If we walk according to the flesh, it is without God's grace. And it's dependence upon our own strength and our own corrupted human nature. Now, John 8:36 says, therefore, if the Son makes you free, you shall be free indeed. And notice here that it is the Son who sets us free. It's not my own natural strength and my determination. It's not because I put it on my goal list. It's not because I just want to be free. But it's because a person has surrendered their lives entirely to Jesus Christ. And then the Son sets us free. Now, surrender implies trust. If I surrender to Jesus Christ, I am showing him that I have my trust in him, that I trust him with my entire future, and I'm giving up control to give him control. And that's the beginning of freedom. And we can be free from the bondage of sin. We can be free from the penalty of sin. And we can be free from the shame of sin. Psalm 103:12. Now, this comes from the Common English Bible. As far as the east is from the west, that's how far God has removed our sin from us. Now, what does that mean? I want you to imagine if I'm holding a globe of the earth. The earth is round. And I'm holding a globe of the earth. If I'm going, right now, my finger is going north after it crosses over the top. Now it's going south, right? After it crosses the bottom there, now it's going north again. And then now it's going south. Okay, that's north and south. East and west is very different. Blows my mind, really. If we're going around the earth, okay, here's the globe. This is the earth. We're going east. And we're still going east. We never go west unless we're going the other direction. East and west do not meet. That's how far God takes my sin, your sin. He takes the sin as far as the east is from the west because they don't meet. They go for infinity. As we begin a new year, it's a new season, it's a new beginning, and a big question that we want to address today is, how do I find freedom? So let's look at some of the keys to doing that. Number one, we understand that our behavior is connected to our identity. What do I believe about myself? Who am I? Who is a person that does those kind of things? What does the Word say about me? Not what my parents or my teachers or my friends or my enemies or social media says about me. It's what does God say about me? I want to search the Word and find what He says about me. We know that God is for me. We know that I am a new creation through Jesus Christ. I am the righteousness of God through Jesus Christ. I am the head and not the tail, above only and not beneath. Everything I put my hand to will prosper, and I am the redeemed of the Lord, and so are you as a born-again believer. So we have to understand who we are. It's called our identity. Our identity is not found in what I do, where I work, the position that I hold, whatever it might be. That's not my identity. Our identity is found in what God has created us to be and what He calls us. The second key to freedom is prayer and fasting. In the scripture, we find that there was a man who had a son that had a demonic spirit, and the disciples prayed for him, and nothing happened. And so he goes to Jesus, and he asks Jesus to pray for him. And so Jesus prays for him, and the demon flees. And the disciples are going, wow, why was that? What made that happen? And Jesus said in Mark 9, verse 29, he said to them, this kind can come out by nothing but prayer and fasting. Nothing by prayer and fasting. Make sure you're reading a translation of the Bible that includes fasting. This kind comes out by nothing but prayer and fasting. That's why our 21 days of prayer and fasting is so important. There are some things that I'm believing for. There are some things that you're believing for that will only come about, that will only be released into your life, that will only be released into your family through prayer and fasting. The third thing is that we need to ask ourselves three really important, very powerful questions. They're very simple, but they're powerful. The first question is, what should I stop doing? Sometimes we have to just draw a line in the sand. We have to say, no more, Satan. And declare the word over that. We have to say never again, and I'm not going back. Sometimes we sabotage our future just by our own words and our own actions and thoughts and our routines. But there are some things in our lives that we need to stop. I must stop doing those things that are not contributing to my growth or my progress or my well-being, or my success. The second question is, what should I start doing? Now, we can't just eliminate things from our lives. We also need to add things in that place. So, what are some new things that we need to put into our lives? Some of those things include, or may include, well, certainly the first thing I'm saying here is the one-year chronological Bible. Having a regular time in the Word of God, that is certainly something we need to either start doing or keep doing. Maybe I need to pay off my debt. And by the way, we have financial peace coming in just a few weeks. And financial peace, it's a game changer. It is a marriage saver, folks. There's nothing like it. And you don't want to miss that opportunity. It will change everything about your future. It literally will. Maybe I need to spend some time talking to my spouse. Undistracted time. Not with the phone, but undistracted time. with my spouse. And I just also want to add, we have the EXO Marriage Conference coming up in February. It's going to be greater than ever, and you don't want to miss it. Maybe I need to form some new relationships because the people I'm around affect me, and I become like them, and I begin to take on some of their characteristics, and I might need some new relationships. Maybe I need to serve more. Maybe I need to start serving. You can do that. Maybe you need to start attending Celebrate Recovery. I will say this, that when you come, and the invitation is for all of us, when you come, you'll find that you are not alone in your struggle. And I think that's one of the things that Satan wants to do is to make us think that we're the only person dealing with this and no one would understand. But at Celebrate Recovery, you're going to find some people that understand. So that first question was, what am I going to stop doing? Then what am I going to start doing? The third question is, what am I going to keep doing? Now, certainly there's something that you're doing well. And so you want to keep doing those things. You might be setting healthy boundaries in your life. Those boundaries protect us. Those boundaries help us. Maybe you're already having a daily time of solitude. And I mean just you and God. No one else. Just fellowshipping with God. It's a powerful time. Maybe it's going to the gym. And I'm talking about more than just the first 2 weeks of January. But consistently, so it actually makes a difference in your life. What are the things that you need to keep doing? Because I know there are some things that you're doing, that we're all doing, that are good. And we should keep doing those. But here's the thing that I know, that I cannot consistently act contrary to what I believe about myself. My identity determines my self-confidence. And my self-confidence determines my performance or my behavior. So it all goes back to our identity and who am I in Christ? So as we begin to wrap up, I want to give you four action points. Number one, prayer and fasting, okay? When you have those things in your life that you just can't stop doing, prayer and fasting can break it off of your life. Some of those things that you've been believing for year after year after year can only happen through prayer and fasting. The second thing is end the things that need to end. Leave it at the door. Don't bring last year's baggage into this year. You don't need it. Leave it behind. Draw a line in the sand and say, I'm not going back. The third thing, third action point, is begin the things that need to begin. It could be many, many different things, but it might be Celebrate Recovery. It's Thursday nights at 7 o'clock, and I would love to see you there. And that might be that new thing that brings a breakthrough in your life. The fourth action point is surrender to Jesus Christ. Surrender to Christ, and then you can know true freedom. There's nothing like being free. And as 1 year ends and a new year begins, we don't want to bring the past into our future. We don't want to bring the baggage in. And we want a fresh start. And a fresh start can be any day. If you missed New Year's, do it today. You might say, I don't know God, but I want to know God. And that may be for the very first time, or maybe it's a time of rededication for you. But if that's you, today you can scan that QR code that's on your screen. And by doing that, you're letting us know that you're joining us in this prayer. It's a time of life change. And we'll be able to give you some more materials that will help you grow as a believer. So now I'd like to ask you if you would just pray this prayer. Heavenly Father, I confess my need for a Savior. And I repent of my sin, and I go a different direction. I believe that Jesus Christ lived on this earth. He died on the cross, but then he rose again to defeat the power of sin and death over my life. And so right now, Jesus, I ask you to come into my heart, to fill me. Receive me just as I am. But don't let me stay this way. Holy Spirit, fill me and help me to make a difference with my life. Right now, I know that I'm a new creation. I'm in the family of God, and I have assurance of my salvation because I have believed and I have received. In Jesus' name, amen.
Would you like to keep growing in your faith? At Church on the Rock, we would love to help you. Maybe it's learning more about discovering what it means to join a church family, being part of a small group, or using your God-given gifts to serve others. Head over to cotr.org/connect, where you can find out more to all of these. Or if you are part of our online community, visit us at cotr.org/online. Have a great week, and don't forget that God is for you.